Hello, Leah.
Hi, darling.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm kind of good. I'm good. A little bit tired because of this championship stuff, about pole dancing even sometimes. So because of teaching workshops everywhere, but still feel like really energized. How are you doing?
I'm a little bit tired. We have Friday today, so it was a long week, but I'm doing good. And I can imagine that you are tired because I see you every time all around the world, like
That's true.
UK and Asia and whatever you are, like everywhere. So, dear Ilya, please introduce yourself for the people that don't know who you are.
Yeah, actually, I'm Ilja Met or Ilja Met, whatever. Everything is appropriate here. Yeah, I'm a pole dancer, as I recently understood, world-known pole dancer. I'm dancing already like 18 years. I'm like granny in dancing in general. Yeah. And right now I'm just like traveling everywhere, running my business, my mind business exactly, which I present on Pole Sport Shop. So yeah, that's me.
Exactly. You have your own brand talking about pole dance clothing. So, that's why we came together a few months ago because we have your brand at our shop so our customers can buy it.
Right.
Elia, when did you start with pole dance and why pole dance? It was like something there you said, I need to do this.
That's really complicating actual thing in general because I've been dancing ballet, this Slavic ballet stuff, for a really long period of time of my life, like when being a child. And like after leaving this college, I decided like I will never ever dance again because I
No
hate
way.
this. Yeah, that's true. I hate this industry because it's like some in dancing in Bali exactly. It's really toxic. I'm leaving. No way. 1 year after, I started to go to visit classes of contemporary pole. Oh, contemporary in general. Then I just like, they are doing classes in a pole dance school. That's interesting. Seems like a little bit like stripper. Not my thing. Of course. And I'm just like, but I will visit pole contemporary class. Maybe it's interesting. That was the end of my normal life. Then I was just like, okay, amazing. Now what I am now? Like pole dancer, aerialist, who I am now. Yeah, and I started more with the tricky style of pole dancing, of course, like pole art won championships there. Pole art France, for example, pole theater Italy. Then I just like, it's boring. I need something more. And I was just like, what can I do here? And this is exactly exotic pole dance. Now, in exotic pole dance, in hills, I mean, I'm already like 6 years. Probably. Yeah, it's gonna be 6 years in May. That's true. And in general, in pole dancing, I'm already 10 years. I just like yesterday calculated for my website. I was just like, oh God,
Crazy.
am I considered old here
And
in this industry or not? I don't know already.
so it will be a forever thing, like a lifetime thing now.
True. That's true. I love this industry, by the way. It's like really crazy industry. It's freshly new, and there's like a giant field for you to create.
And I love now that you say that you did ballet. Now I can see because I did ballet myself when I was young. And when I see you on your social medias, when I see your videos, I was all the time thinking, oh, he danced like a little bit. Sometimes I feel a little bit ballet on there. I don't
Yeah.
know if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I
And
got
now it
you.
makes sense.
Actually,
And now it makes sense.
say because we have like a little bit difference in speech because when you are getting silent, I started to speak and it's like this silence is from nowhere. It's okay, technical issue, girl. Guys, like good. Yeah, actually, about like considering body, yeah, that's true. I would say that body makes the joint basement for dancing, every style, that's true. Despite the fact that there are people who are like re literally refusing that thing. For me, still ballet is a basement. Basement for every like style. That's true. Even for hip hop sometimes, we all know. But for this graceful dancing, yes, ballet works. I wouldn't say that it's like ballet has a giant influence on me. Maybe to my teaching approach, because I'm Slavic, we have Slavic school, you know, and this influences a lot. That's true. And so in this case, we're just like all Slavic people, no matter who, like Ukrainians, Belarusians, Russians, even Polish people, also Slavic, they do consider actually any sort of dancing like harsh approach. We love like this harsh, well, when someone yells at us, that's a totally ballet approach also. And maybe this thing which like remains in my blood, that's true.
Yeah, I can't really tell what it is, but sometimes I see the videos. It's like, I guess it's like the way like you move your body sometimes. I don't really can't tell, but yeah, but now it makes sense. When you said you made so many years ballet, it makes sense to me. Darling, how did you start your own brand,
Oh,
Matt? Like how it came to life?
that's actually was easy. In case of I started to this is my third education, the third university I started. It was exactly the fashion design, and I started to learn fashion design exactly like an appropriate way with sewing, you know, with like creating collections for university, like to for the graduation paper. Then the war started, but this is another thing. And then firstly, mine started in 2021st, I suppose, by the end of 21st year, that's true. And it wasn't supposed to be like pole wear brand, or I do not call myself pole wear, I call myself body wear brand. It used to be outerwear with trench coats made of leather, with jackets, with pants. Like, you know, I'm designer of evening dresses and jackets, not a pole
Gotcha.
designer, according to my graduation. Yes, and so this is how I started. But then I moved to Poland. As soon as I started to live here, I started to integrate myself more in the European community of pole dancers. And it's totally different here. Everyone in Europe, we're friendly with like in our industry. And that's the thing. And I just started to make some sort of cost-deaf researches, surveys about what people are like in need in pole dancing. The only thing, like in pole wear exactly, the only thing I got is like something interesting. That's the most common answer, which like then I started to research what that interesting is, and I just like realized that people are bored with normal panties, tops, and everything, and they do need something new, something crazy, something mad. And that's actually the thing. That's
Yeah, I totally feel you because when we start talking, I don't know if I reach out to you or you to us, I don't remember, to be honest, but when I saw the first time your collection, like your brand, I was like out of my mind. I was like, okay, this is a different other level as the stuff that I normally see on pole dance brands, you know? Like you are very, I will use the word maybe like futuristic. I don't know if this word exists in English, but you are like, it's not that you have like a bunch of colors, flowers, pam pam pam. I will say that your collection so far are very, somehow very clean, you know, but it's so you can't look away. You look at that and you say, "Whoa, what is that?" You know? So I totally understand what you mean when you say you wanted to do something different.
Yeah, and actually regarding futuristic you use, that's the main thing. I'm futurist in design. I was called by my professor at university like that. Yes, I do love futuristic approach. I do like forms. I do concentrate a lot on my forms. That's why, for example, my pieces, they do look, they do are a little bit complex with all the seams, with all the materials, with all the, you know, lines and curves. The main thing here is to like to emphasize the women's body. So I'm creating the pieces which are emphasizing this, like they're curving around the women's body. So in this case, clothing, my brand, it's not just like some sort of like beauty thing. No, it's the thing which makes your body like perfect. To like to show everyone that here you are, here is my emphasized body, here is a focus on my body, thanks to this clothing. So the clothing in this case is not the center in like in the whole picture, like, you know, person clothing wearing, like, I hope you got it.
I got it. It's not like to make, I will say it in my words, it's not like to make a statement for the clothes itself, it's more to make a statement for the body of the person that is wearing your brand, right?
That's true, yeah.
I love that. I love that because, you know, the most, I really love that. The most of the people puts the focus on the clothing, like colors, flowers, this, that, you know?
Yeah.
And you, your focus is, like you said, like, make the body of the person that using it look amazing, at least, you know.
Yeah, it's so always it's I always it. Amazing. Everybody, everybody is amazing. That's the thing we all the time forgetting. Every corpse, even let's say like that. Every corpse is amazing by itself, like with its own forms, and the clothing is the thing which helps to support this form. And this is this main thing, like I consider is a problem of every like polar brand, that not every, I have like really good examples which are doing like which has which have like the same opinion, the same mission, let's call it like mission, have. But yes, unfortunately in our market most of the clothing is made like to be just normal. I understand that on one thing, it's more about commercial, but on the other side, I'm not following the commercial. I just like realized that after like 4 or 3 years of like running brand in different fields, if you're running only commercial, you will die in like 5 years.
Yeah,
that's exactly. The thing, guys. Because if like if it's only commercial, the thing is that people will be bored of you. You'll need just like to gain new audience, new cold audience to like to invite them to your brand, to like make them buying something from you without having like a strong exclusivity, strong vision of what you are doing. So it's for the same for the mass market. That's why I hate Shein, by the way. Guys, I see a lot of people buying now on Shein. It was just like, stop doing that. First of all, this is toxic according to our like environment. The second thing, this is mass market who does not care about you. Small brands, local brands, they're amazing. They do everything to be liked by you. They do everything to be like to please you as a customer, like they kiss in every order for you, like, you know, and that's the same. This is exclusivity. So the brand is not only about even clothing; it's about your attitude of a brand to you, attitude of a customer to you. That's why I actually love fashion, like running brand, because I love meeting customers, like in real life, it's wearing my clothing. Hearing like really good feedbacks, like recently in United Kingdom, almost everyone is wearing my clothes, and I was like, "Do you know that I'm designer?" They was just like, "No, you're designer." I was like, "Hi, yes, nice to meet you."
Crazy, Here I am. I love that. I love what you said, because this is exactly the point. When you bring something out to the people, to the world, you have two options. You can go like to please everyone, and in that case you need to sell your soul somehow, because you just do what the people want and it's just about selling money, you know.
Yeah.
The other way is that you stay true to yourself and to your mission and to your vision. And it's a little bit harder, because not everyone, if you don't go the way to please everyone, you will not be understood by everyone, you know, because you have your own vibe. So not everyone will understand you. But I truly believe that the right ones will come in and will understand your vision and your mission and will stay. And the other ones, they buy and buy and buy because they are boring. It's more like an addiction, you know. They don't really understand what it's happened there. They buy just because. And the people that buy, for example, your brand are the people that understood what's That's going true. On.
That's true. And actually, you told me just like right now, a really important thing. I do not really want everyone to buy my clothing. That's the thing, actually. This is like, you know, just making everything global on the one thing. But I'm too small for being global at the moment. So I'm just like considering my clients to be exclusive people and building my community in this case. And that's actually the thing. I don't want everyone to be in this community, because if we will just like let everyone be there, the value of the brand is getting lower. And that's actually the thing. I want in my brand only people who are literally supporting the vibe, supporting the philosophy of my brand, and supporting actually this this view on the world, like how we see all. Like these people, how we all together see the world. Like this is the main thing. That's why I actually changed recently the approach, like business model, let's call it like that, in my brand. So I'm just like mostly selling with drops on my website. Yeah. So actually that makes everything really exclusive for people. Really exclusive, because they're literally entering the community.
I really like that.
Yeah, that's actually an amazing thing for people to feel premium, to feel themselves like out of the society. And that's amazing. Yeah. I like making vibes for people.
And I love that. Ilya, I think we already talk a little bit about, I think the values are already clear, but are there like values that you will say that represent your brand, talking about the way you work, the production of the clothing and everything?
Yeah, actually, for 1 year, I used to have my own production. That's how I started, by the way. I had my own production. That was like actually the most toxic thing ever, finding new like sewers, tailors.
Oh, wow.
That's like crazy. And I just like refused of like running business like that. Of course, I fell into depression. Of course, nothing has changed in my life. Then I just like changed my I started to that was exactly 1 year ago, by the way. I started to, when everyone just left, I was just like sitting alone in my office in Warsaw, and I was just like, I need to finish my collection, because like everyone, some of the like my employees, they stole money. Like that was really scary thing.
Wow.
After that, I realized that I want like to create that more by myself. That's actually the point when I started to make it exclusive. When I started to sew every piece by myself, when I finished the whole collection by myself, actually the collection you have on your in your store, I made it all myself with patterns, with cutting, with sewing.
Oh, I can't.
And I finally found outsourcing production, to produce that, because before I've been sitting in my office sewing every order by myself, literally sometimes crying because it's
wow.
Yeah. And after that, yes, I realized that that's the thing. If I'm not integrated as a Ilya Matt as a brand, in my own brand, if I'm not running it from myself, from my heart, that's actually shit in this case.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, actually. I do connect mind and Ilya Matt all together. Now I'm just like, this is just another part of me. This is my design part, fashion design part, actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, actually, that's the thing. I try to run everything by myself to be really connected with my customers, to be really, really close to them. Even like with your shop, I try to understand what's going on there. Like I'm researching on your website, what people are buying, what people are interested in, what people are buying like in colors. That's really important. And I try to, this is the main value that Myed is really close to. The client's needs. At the same time, yes, because of the creative and like innovating stuff, I do try to create something which is not usual for people. That's why sometimes it scares people to buy, because they think that it can be uncomfortable for wearing in for pole dancing classes. But I can assure you, people, guys, everything is literally tested before production. I have all my friends, they're my students, and I do test every piece on them. Like yesterday, we're preparing new collection this month for launching, and yesterday I've been testing on my students the whole new collection, how it's gonna be on the pole. How it's going to be off the pole, how it's going to be with heels, how it's going to be like just like with casual wearing. And like my pieces in this case are really versatile, motherfucker.
Yeah, get that, bitches. I totally get you. And I can imagine, you know, the thing is, the brain of the people, it's so full with what the society say and wants.
Comfort zone. This is my favorite word in this world. This is the comfort zone. And to feel free,
let's take that.
Yeah. Guys, you do need to go out of your comfort zone. Like wearing only normal things is like, okay, it's amazing. It's comfort. Yeah, but you also need to show yourself off. Not everyone wants that. That's also
sometimes the internet connection.
What's internet connection? It just like breaks.
Now you are here again because just a little bit, but now I can hear you again. Go for it, darling. Go for it.
That's actually the thing of the comfort zone I was telling. Of course, there are people who are really in need of being in comfort zone or just like do not want to go out of the comfort zone. It's okay. It's healthy approach. But there are also people who are just like, I do want to, but I do not know how. But actually brands are proposing you to do that. The same in pole dancing. Like, I want to go out of the comfort zone, but I'm scared to go, for example, for my classes. People are, I also have these messages from people. Like, I'm scared to go for your to your class. Like, I'm not biting. I'm not killing. Not in a literal form. That's true. But yeah, that's the thing, actually. If you have fear, you won't be able to go out of the comfort zone. That's the thing. Actually, we have motivating coaching podcast. I love it.
Thank you, honey. You know, that's the thing, because I'm just having this thing in my mind. You are in a pole dance class and everyone is hearing like the stuff we know and then someone comes in your brand. That's the thing, you know, someone come in and say, here I am, let's go for it. It's a thing because your brand is a statement, like, here I am, you know. So
that's the thing. That's called fashion, by the way. We do not have fashion in polowear. That's the thing. Also, we have like in global way, because like pole industry is really young industry still. We do not like push every industry which like lies inside of this giant industry. Like, for example, we have pole industry, and of course, we have like additional industry, like fashion, let's call it like that. We do not push it too much because it's not developed still. Like, everyone thinks that we don't have money. That's also the thing. That's the main thing. I want to push fashion, exactly fashion in pole wear, in body wear, which, like, I suppose I'm doing like good at the moment.
you are. And you are so, I think every time, how many hours does your day have? Because you do so much, you have your own brand, you do workshops, you do podcasts, you do. And I'm all the time when I see you, I'm like, how? How? It's magic. Like, because I work 3 hours and I'm done. It's crazy. You do so many things. And
I'm crazy.
And you do it with passion. I really can feel it. You are.
That's
you
true.
Are mad, but in a good way. I love that. I love that. I would like to. It's not the main topic of this podcast episode, but I know that a lot of people will hear this podcast episode, and maybe it will help a few of them. Pole dance, it's more dominated by women, I will say that.
Yeah.
People say pole dance is more a women's sport or dance or whatever. Did you, in your past, did you had problems like discrimination or whatever by being a guy dancing on heels, like exotic pole? Did you had such kind of experiences, or are people loving you all the time because you are amazing?
Thank you, darling, first of all. actually, the thing is, it's more about like of your self-statement. That's true. And I like how themes do fluid from one theme to another, from one issue to another, because actually this is still about like mission of my brand, by the way. I will tell about like this later. But regarding discrimination, I used to have a lot of discrimination. I'm from a really, really Slavic country, which is totally not gay friendly. On the constitutional way, it's prohibited to be gay there at the moment. So that's actually the thing. And I was like literally scared, especially when I've been a teenager. I started doing pole dancing as a teenager. I was fucking scared to do any sort of thing, every sort of step in this industry. But at the same time, me as a like dancer, I do work a lot with women. Yeah. So like women are my patient are my aesthetics. That's the thing. So I do know how to communicate with them. I do know how to integrate myself in their community also. The majority of people I'm like having friendship are women. And actually for me it's not that difficult, but for sure they're like people who are just like full men in heels. Ugh. I used to be like worrying a lot before, that's true, but at the moment I'm just like, if you don't like that, I do not want to know your comment regarding my personality, regarding my art. If you are saying shit, you're saying shit about your personality mostly, not about me. That's actually the thing. It works a lot. Also, like less formal way, just go fuck yourself. And that's it. It works also.
I go with it. I go with it. And this is saying, I think that I had a podcast episode a few weeks ago with Rob. I don't know if you know Rob. Is from Germany. Rob, he does also a lot of heel stuff. So anyways, and we talk about it because he came from a very small town. So he had like it was the thing. At first he was scared, maybe like you, what people will think, whatever. But then I don't know, something happens with ourselves, with our self-confidence, whatever, and then we reach the point that we say, I don't give a fuck, like think whatever you want, I do my thing anyways. And when you reach that point, that's when you are really freely about the opinion of other people, because you don't care anyways. Maybe it hurts sometime if we have a bad day, you know, but yeah. And I love that, that people, it's like you really free yourself from the opinion of others, and that's great.
Yeah, actually, that's the thing. Really important thing we all need to remember. Pole dancing can be considered both as sport and as art. So, and if we're considering pole dancing as art, art has no gender, art has no politics, art has no face. That's the thing. Yeah. Because if we will be transferring everything to only our personality and like saying things, like thinking about like someone from only our perspective, of course we will have discrimination, really insulting things everywhere. Yeah. That's true. But actually, we do need to remember that actually nobody should care. Nobody. It's like your choice to be pole dancer. Yeah. It's your choice to dance like that, to behave like that. And if someone is not like agreed with that, so go fuck yourself, motherfucker. Ooh, nobody cares.
Exactly. And you know, the thing is, and that's for me the message behind all that, independent from the gender, I just wanted to know, that's why I put the question here, but independent from the gender, pole dance, it's itself a sports that, or a dance way, whatever, that is related to a lot of discrimination. Because if women do exotic pole, they are whatever. You know, if guys
we've been discussing that in the workshops, if women is doing that, she's a stripper. If man is doing that, he's like gay, which is also like behaving like women, and that sort of things. And continue. Sorry.
Exactly.
And that's actually
no. All good.
Okay, I got you. We have like, again, this difference in like speech because we have like giant poses in between us. It's okay. Then actually that's the thing. If we will still be considering it like that, like, or we'll be listening to the opinions of people who are out of this industry, we will never improve ourselves. We'll never develop as people and as well as industry.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, that because I talk with a lot of women and they say, I don't know if I should start with pole dance. What will my family think? What will my neighbors think? Blah, blah, blah. So pole dance as an art, as a sport, art, whatever, it's a way to free yourself, to really get out of your comfort zone. Independent of gender or whatever, like if you are a little bit body type curvy, whatever. I talk with a lot of people and they are so insecure talking about pole dance, you know, and I think, girl or dude, go for it, just free yourself from all this society shit, you know, and do your thing. So I think this is the main message behind pole dance.
I totally agree with you. And actually, to my opinion, I have actually a really good example of that still, because, for example, my family, they used to be really conservative when I started pole dancing. And I was just like, I started. It's not also good when you're trying to do your best to show your family that you are like good at that, for example. It's not good thing, but still it worked in my case. That's like, look, I have workshops teaching people all around the world. They're just like, okay, yes, you're good at that. And just like, in this case, they're considering pole dancing now is my permanent job as well as my like business in this industry. They do love this industry. They do understand that this industry like develops now. But then when I've been starting that, it also used to be like really, really not developed, like pole dancing in general, despite the fact that it's like in Slavic countries, like I suppose like it started to develop the most that time, 2015. And it's like, yeah, at the moment it's more developed. It's more, you see more people like doing pole dancing. And yeah. I do push a lot of people, like people out of the pole dancing community, to start pole dancing.
Yeah.
Like many popular dancers, like in high heels, for example, they do come to classes, to my classes at the moment, because just like, fuck, I love this industry. It's like, yeah. I like pole dancing, it's good. I was like, yes, and we are more friendly.
Great. I love that. I love that. Yeah, that's, I think that's the way. We should motivate more people to be themselves, to do whatever they want, and to don't give a fuck what other people think. So I love that energy. Honey, where do you see your brand in the future? Are there future visions, future goals that you would like to achieve in the future?
I do not have actually this, like, you know, vision of the future. When I'm just like starting to think about future, I get like depressed mostly, because nobody knows with this like fast changing world. We do not know what's going to be next, actually. Yeah. But I do predict like my brand to be something bigger, something more global. That's for sure. Like, bodywear pushing brand. My idol in design is exactly Mugler. I love the like philosophy. I like the visual of the brand. Especially, for example, my favorite one is Casey, the creative director. Like, he used to be creative director of Mugler, and yeah, actually his vision is amazing, and actually he's my idol. And actually I do want to consider my brand to be like more for, like in the future, more for everyone, of course, not exactly for everyone, but for people who are like can consider themselves as like mad people, but make it like way more global. And I want to develop, like, I want my own store. That's true. I want my own store, like, you know, this sassy, fancy one, amazing, with people entering that. They are like crazy people who are just like doing sports, like taking care about themselves mostly, and who do not care about like what other people will say. And actually that's, I already see this picture, like in my mind, this image, how like my clients are entering the shop and I'm just like, oh, they are like crazy. They're
I
just
love
like,
it. I love like, it.
It's my dream.
And I totally believe that your dream will come true.
Yeah, right.
Because I can feel the energy on that. And I feel it. I really feel it. I can see already your own shop in front of my face. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I already, by the way, that's also a really funny thing. I already have investors for that. I have investors. They're like, she is my friend. She's my really good friend for 7 years already. But the problem is like, I do not want to work with someone. I had like really bad experience working with business partners who are doing nothing. That's why after that I have like some sort of trauma. Yeah. And but she like literally every year she pushes me to open a store in Dubai and on Bali. And actually that's the thing, I'm still considering if I want to do that.
You definitely should.
Yeah, but I need to,
you
like,
should, you should.
All legal stuff, which I don't want to. I'm a creative person. Mm. Legal stuff is not for me sometimes. I need someone who will be more about, like, okay, here we need to care about law, about this. And I'm just like, oh, no, it's boring.
Just to let you know, I have friends living in Dubai, business friends. So if you have questions talking about how to do the legal stuff and open a business there or whatever, just let me know.
Thank you so much, darling. That's the thing, actually. My friend, she's living in Dubai also. She runs
there.
Yeah, and I was just like, okay, great. I need to see.
You should do it.
For Emirati. I'm too sexy for Arab people, not for Asians, actually. I suppose I'm just like, okay.
bring the sexiness back.
Yes. I actually like the thing of Asian culture, despite the fact that she is still kind of conservative. They're so open-minded with what they're wearing at the same time. And I'm in love with this market, because they're really crazy. They're literally they do buy expensive things, expensive clothing, which is like with history, with philosophy, rather than buying from Shein. Because like Asians, they do not buy from Shein. They do not buy from AliExpress. It's like for other part, for example, for Europe, it's more for Europe.
I feel you.
And I like actually this approach, but like there are everywhere people like they're different anyway.
Yeah, but I totally see in the both countries a shop of yours. Like I see it in Dubai, to be honest, but I see it in Bali as well. So maybe you should start with Bali, because I will take a flight to be there for the opening.
Yeah,
I will go more with Bali than with Dubai.
Yeah, so at least you will rest finally.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Honey, we are almost done with the podcast episode, but I would love to give you the space to leave a message for whoever. This podcast episode was full of things that that motivated me and that inspired me anyways, but maybe you would like to leave a message for the world. Just feel free.
I would say, actually, I already mentioned that to my opinion, the most important thing we should all remember about is that this is art is the main thing which transfers people's worries, problems, emotions to the world. So we're creating, and in this case we cannot consider art in the perspectives of gender, politics, or ourselves. Even sometimes we can transfer emotions of our soul, but we cannot judge someone, and that's the most important thing. Art has no judgment at all. And we all should remember about that. Whatever you are wearing, whatever you are dancing, it's good. You are developing yourself. You are using art to fulfill yourself with energy. That's really important.
I love that. You know what? My father was a painter and my mother was a singer. So when I come into this planet, I was full of artists, singer, painter, free spirits. So I feel every single word you said, because it is exactly that. Art has no judgment. Art is for me a self-expression. That's and true. As long as it is a self-expression, it don't need labels, judgment labels, you know? So that's an amazing last words on this podcast episode. I'm so happy that we did it, because it was amazing and beautiful episode, darling.
All the time we're so busy, both of us. It's crazy. But anyway, thank you so much. That was amazing. I feel myself really feel this energy for today. I'm ready to fuck this world.
Oh. Let's go. I fuck with you this road too. So thank you.
Thank you so much
for your time, Aliyah.
And thank you to our audience for our listening. actually thank our listeners. I do hope actually we energize you. I do hope that we transferred our interpreted like our missions, both of like your shop, of my brand, of my dancing, to you, so you will understand more about what we're creating, about what we're running, and you will be more motivated for developing yourself. I do hope.
I truly believe that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to do this podcast episode with you, because going to an online shop, you see a lot of brands, a lot of beautiful models, a lot of perfection, a lot of everything. But I think it's so important to know the story behind and to know the person that it's running the brand and why, and that people feel more related with the brands and to feel more connected with the stuff they buy and what they wear and with the statement and whatever. Because like you said, you can buy, like you can go to cheaper stores and for $5 or €5 buy something, and then people say, why should I buy something for 60, 70, 80 euros, whatever? And that's why all the answers are in this episode. Yeah. You know, and that's true. Important. And that's why I wanted to do this with you, for people to know you are not just buying something, you are buying a statement, you are buying a vision, you are buying, you know, a story behind the brand.
Because we do not, like small brands, they do not overproduct.
Exactly.
We're like all exactly. Small brands.
So it's important to understand.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And we have that a lot, that people, you know, we have that a lot, that people come and say, why it's a top on your shop 60 euros or whatever? I can buy it on Shein for five euros. And that's why, because, you know.
Yeah. I know. I discuss that with a lot of clients. Even my clients, they do sometimes like they used to buy Shein, as I realized recently. I got message 2 weeks ago from one of my clients. She just wrote me, I stopped buying on Shein. I realized that I wear that like once. And I cannot wear it like the second time because something is bad already. The material is bad there. And that's actually the thing. Yeah. Local brands, small brands, they do focus on the not only quality. Quality is not the thing with which you can just like shock someone or just like make someone crazy. Quality is the main thing, the base of every local small brand. But the thing is actually that it starts before. Yeah. It starts with the creating, because you won't be able to find my things on Shein.
Yeah.
Like the same designs, that's the same. You won't be able to find Italian fabrics on Shein, because they're using only like really bad quality Chinese fabrics are good. Indian fabrics. And that's like, that's the same. Yeah.
I totally feel you, darling. I thank you so, so much. I send you so much love and big hugs.
Yeah.
And talk thank soon. You
so much. Amazing. That was
Who
amazing.
Are you? Talk soon, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.